Indonesia.
Bakar batu, or burning the stone, used to be just the cooking ritual for Papuans. But now, bakar batu is also done in festivals, wedding ceremony, birth celebration, or any public event. Village people will gather around, stack the stones, and light fire on the stone pile. Then they will cook sweet potatoes or pork, which are wrapped in banana leaves. After cooking, obviously, they will eat together. The meaning of bakar batu is an expression of gratitude. It is also a symbol that aims to strengthen social relations in Papua.
Listener, today's Music Corner presents a song by Five Wanita. Five Wanita, or Lima Wanita, an Indonesian female vocal group formed in 2008, consists of Rieka Roslan, Andin, Nina Tamam, Yuni Shahara, and Iga Mawarni. This group was formed because they want to speak out, create and preserve Indonesian culture, one of which is the Indonesian kebaya, or traditional Indonesian blouse. To coincide with the declaration of National Kebaya Day, which fell on July 24, 2024, Lima Wanita released the single Kebaya Indonesia, or Indonesian Kebaya. Created by Rieka Roslan, this song tells about kebaya fashion as national culture and a symbol of the struggle and emancipation of women in Indonesia from time to time. The song release is supported by the Indonesian Women's Congress. It was sung for the first time by Lima Wanita at the first National Kebaya Day event held by the Congress on July 24, 2024 in Jakarta. Listeners, here are Lima Wanita with Kebaya Indonesia.
Kebaya, tersimpan kekuatan.
Still joining us, Indonesia today from Voice of Indonesia. Coming up next, a very special talk on VOI Talk ahead of the fasting month of Ramadan. Indonesia regions, provinces in Indonesia generally have their own traditions to welcome the holy month of Ramadan. What about people in West Java? They welcome Ramadan through a tradition called Cucurak. What tradition is it? Let's get the details on VOI Talk that once again you can enjoy on voinews.id, RRI Digital Mobile App Channel, VOI, UCTV, or RRI.co.id for RRI Net viewers. And we are also live on YouTube channel for this VOI Talk on VOI Official. So stay tuned on Indonesia Today.
RRI Digital with Mueller. Various collaborative content from various national programs, including live visual broadcast, live radio broadcast, music labels, podcast, video news, and various user interaction features in the game. Very interesting content.
Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the world. VOI listeners and viewers, Ramadan is in the eye. And usually in Indonesia, there is a special tradition all over the provinces in Indonesia to welcome the fasting month of Ramadan. What about in West Java? We have a Sundanese or native West Java tradition to welcome Ramadan called Cucurak. What is it all about? Let's get the details with the owner of Bekal Bunda Catering joining us on VOI Talk. Please welcome Talita. Hello, Talita. Welcome to VOI Talk.
Hello. Let me introduce myself. My name is Talita, and I am the successor of Bekal Bunda, my mother's company.
Wow, what a great profession and also background, so suitable with today's topic, which is a tradition to welcome Ramadan in West Java called Cucurak. So could you please tell to our listeners and viewers, what tradition is it?
All right, Cucurak is a tradition usually done in Sundanese culture where friends and family or acquaintances meet up and eat together as a form of equality and bonding. the origin of cucurak is actually really deeply rooted in Sundanese agricultural culture originating from Bogor, West Java, and the surrounding areas. The tradition dates back centuries and was initially practiced by farmers.
Okay, so is it mostly in Bogor or the whole West Java usually?
It is usually done in Bogor and its surrounding areas like Jabodetabek. It is a Sundanese culture and not a Javanese culture.
Okay, and the word cucurak itself derives from Sundanese language. What does it mean?
Cucurak is a Sundanese word which means bersenang-senang or enjoying a happy time. It is a Sundanese word cucurak is a Sundanese word that means bersenang-senang, which is in English enjoying a happy time.
Okay, happy time, have a fun time, but by doing what usually? Because every region in Indonesia usually has a different tradition to welcome Ramadan. And what about cucurak tradition itself? What people do in this tradition?
Cucurak itself is similar to Thanksgiving. It is a Thanksgiving before Ramadan where people who know each other meet up and eat together. They usually bring their own food. And it's like sharing and giving, actually, really similar to Thanksgiving in Western culture. It is to symbolize gratitude, blessings. It emphasizes in Silat Rahmi, which is strengthening social ties between family members, relatives, friends, and neighbors. They usually eat together using what we call daun pisang or banana leaf, where they eat together with one long daun pisang, one long banana leaf, and the food is put on the banana leaf, where they will eat together using their hands and just talk to each other and talk about what has been happening with them, their situation, and in most cases, actually, religious discussions about Ramadan.
Wow, sounds so fun. And the unique thing is eating on the banana leaves, the long one. Now, our listeners and viewers must be so curious what food usually eaten by Sundanese people in this tradition.
Yes. So, I actually brought for the food. In cucurak, of course, usually in cucurak, we don't use plates or even utensils. We use the banana leaves and our hands to eat. So this is the example of the food I have brought. This, the rice we usually eat is called nasi liwet, which is a rice dish cooked in coconut milk and spices. The components are rice, anchovies, scallions, onions, and lemon zest. And then here we have tempeh orek, which is a tempeh dish that is made with tempeh and sweet soy sauce. Usually, if you like spices, you can add chilies, but it's not a must. Here we have grilled chicken, atau ayam bakar. Grilled chicken is usually just chicken with a coat of sweet soy sauce. And of course, if you want it to be spicy, you can add chilies to it. And in Bogor culture specifically, we can switch it out with fish. And over here, we have urap. Urap is a vegetable salad with seasoned grated coconuts. Of course, we use wortel or carrots, long beans, atau kacang panjang, and shredded and seasoned coconut shreddings. Of course, here we have sambal, which is just a dipping sauce, usually made out of a lot of chilies.
Oh, okay.
My own personal favorite is actually called cumi asin oseng cabe. It is a stir-fried salted squid with chilies, of course made out of salted squid, chili, and tomato. Sometimes people will add other vegetables to it, but it is just simply a stir-fried squid dish.
Okay, thank you so much for the explanation. Thank God it's not Ramadan yet.
Yeah.
because it's so mouth-watering and so tempting. A very right time to show that delicious food ahead of Ramadan. Okay. And I myself just done the tradition of Cucurak last week anyway in Bogor with my family. Yes, just like what you explained, we ate together with banana leaves, with fried chicken, with the shredded coconut on top, and then the tempeh tahu, soybean based. And then what else? Oh, I have this legendary stinky bean, which is jengkol.
Jengkol, oh yeah, usually. It is really common for Cucurak, actually, jengkol. But most children don't really like them.
The adults.
Yeah.
And then what else? And of course, we cannot miss sambal every time we eat. And the lalapan, or raw vegetables. And I ate it in a restaurant with a very natural atmosphere amid paddy fields. Very nice, very nice Cucurak at that time. What about you? Have you done it?
Yes, actually, I've done Cucurak a couple of times with different people, different groups of people. My first time was actually with my friends in class because we had open class, actually. My teacher didn't come. So we had a Cucurak style eating together. My friend brought a couple of sweet desserts while I brought most of the main dish. And then we ate together. And then there's my brother's Cucurak party with his friends. And I, of course, like tagged along because it was placed in my house, so I ate a couple of times. And I have made plans with other people for Cucurak, but considering tomorrow is Ramadan, we probably won't have enough time for it.
Okay. So how do you see people in West Java preserve this tradition?
People in West Java preserve this tradition through generations. It is kind of an uncommon thing nowadays because it is an old tradition. So modern people usually do it differently than what we were used to in the past. Now, Cucurak can be called just eating with friends. So you can go to a restaurant and then you eat together, and people can call that Cucurak. But traditionally, if we want to preserve it, we can do it with friends and family. So at a friend's house, we can do it. We can teach our children what is Cucurak, and they can continue that tradition through their own family and friends. And at schools, they still teach what Cucurak is. Actually, at my school, personally, they tell us the history and why it is really important to Sundanese culture. And I think that's a great way to preserve that culture, by from family and friends and teachers. That is a great way to preserve them.
Yes, indeed. Passing it from one generation to another, that's the key, right?
Yes.
So in your opinion, what are the unique features of Cucurak tradition compared to the other traditions in Indonesia to welcome Ramadan?
The most common, like the uniqueness, is because it is done before Ramadan. It is done to, of course, like feast before the fasting month, and that alone I think is really unique. And then the next one is we do like a speech, maybe we call it, so religious speaking about God, about our prophet. It is a time that is good to talk about the good of Ramadan, the good of eating together, the good of meeting family and friends. It is also the after Cucurak. Usually people go to their ancestors' graves, which is called Ziarah Kubur, where they, of course, grieve and appreciate the life that they still have now and appreciate the lives of their past loved ones, okay, their ancestors.
Okay, so final statement, please, to our listeners and viewers regarding Cucurak, the Sundanese tradition to welcome Ramadan, and also about Ramadan itself?
I'd say Cucurak, well, it is a Sundanese tradition. I would like people to enjoy that tradition. And yes, tomorrow is Ramadan, but maybe you can try it out with your friends and families today. You know, just getting to talk to each other again, that is already really great. Ramadan is a fasting month really filled with prayer and happiness, really. Well, yes, it is fasting, but that is the joy of Ramadan. And maybe even if you're not used to that, you can try it out. You can join and you can join us with in Ramadan and in Cucurak maybe even if you want. You can try it out. You can maybe follow. And if you find that you like it, that's good. You can try it again next year, or you can try it like in the next moments of your life. Cucurak itself is a really important tradition, and Ramadan is a really important occasion in Islamic faith. And if you want to join us in those special occasions, you are really free to welcome. You are free to join us.
Yes, hopefully BOI listeners and viewers next time can feel by themselves the tradition of Cucurak to welcome next Ramadan. But now maybe they can try the Sundanese food this Ramadan if they happen to be in Indonesia, in West Java, and feel how magical and how wonderful the Sundanese food. So Talita, the owner of Bekal Bunda Catering, thank you so much for sharing your insight about the Sundanese tradition to welcome Ramadan. Hopefully, all of us can have a blessed Ramadan this year.
Amen.
Thank you.
Thank you to you too.
Well, listeners and viewers, that's today's VOI Talk talking about Cucurak, Sundanese tradition to welcome Ramadan. Hopefully, you can see for yourself the uniqueness of this tradition later, next Ramadan, because now we are completely welcoming Ramadan. Stay tuned for more insightful interviews on VOI Talk, only on Voice of Indonesia. From Indonesia to the world.
Voice of Indonesia.
Topeng Kelana sendiri mempunyai karakter atau gambaran.
Kelana mask itself has a character of image of an arrogant man. His movement was firm, shows strength, power, and intelligence himself. Kelana is the peak of final human face, but he will live under the sky where there is another above us.
Manusia yang paling akhir. Tapi di sini bahwa kita hidup di atas langit, ada langit lagi.
Kapmini, or better known as Nani, is the 13th generation heir of Palimanan Dance Mask. The spirit to preserve and introduce Palimanan Dance Mask is still burning through her veins. Older, her age doesn't say the same. But is the next generation or the heir of this mask dance have to be direct descendants of her?
Ya, kan orang lain kadang bisa aja.
Well,
ya.
Other people is fine, but who is his or her teacher? Fanny is my daughter, and I taught her how to dance. If the case is like me, I'm not a direct descendant of Nisuji. The term is Nazap, because the name of the heir is from provincial's level and regency. There is a certificate for that. The maestro title also comes from province. We as the heir have to be clear, there have to be the next generation who learned it. There is an activity. How is the process of searching for the heir?
Ya, kita kan cari ini ya, Mbak. Apa ya? Ibaratnya kan yang mau melestarikan.
Well, we are searching for someone who wants to preserve it. Sometimes somebody learned it here, but they develop other mask dance. So I don't want to take him or her as the heir. Except like Altan here, he is my nephew, and as the heir and the next generation of Palimanan mask dance, he has to develop Palimanan mask dance, not other dance. If he did it, I would cross him out of the air list. What is it for, right? Searching for the air that has a big will to preserve the mask dance is not easy. Fanny Indriani is one of the air that has a simple thinking. She just want to dance just like her friends.
Mungkin kan waktu kecil mah males gitu, masih maunya main.
Maybe when I was a little girl, I was so lazy because I just want to play. If my mother teach dance to the elementary school, I will come with her. One day, I want to learn how to dance the math dance because I want to participate in a competition. So I joined the practice. As an heir and the next generation of the mask dance, Fanny also have a wonderful experience, like welcoming a president at the Keraton Nusantara Festival in 2014.
Ya, waktu itu festival.
It was the Keraton Nusantara Festival in Sunyaragi, and I was dancing and welcoming the president.
Terus Fanny, ya, nyambut Bapak Presiden itu di situ.
Mask dance is a form of art that is rich in culture and traditions, describes human character and guts in several stories. Also, a medium that connects people with teaching and mythology that lives in their culture. Preserving it is the way how mask dance can survive from technology blasts that hits young generation today.
Ya, karena ingin melestarikan kebudayaan.
Because I want to preserve Cirebon culture, specifically Palimanan mask dance, and we as the youth have to have the spirit to preserve it, so it will not be extinct.
Kesenian Cirebon itu tidak punah.
Republic of Indonesia broadcasts in 9 language services: English, French, German, Dutch, Spanish, Arabic, Mandarin, Japanese, and Indonesian. Voice of Indonesia is broadcast by shortwave 3325 kHz and 4755 kHz, and by streaming on voanews.id and RSE Digital on mobile application. We present various programs for diplomacy force, transaction, Indonesian London, Switzerland, Pacific Bahasa Indonesia, Indonesian pop and regional songs, international musical entertainment, as well as news and information about Indonesia and abroad. Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.
Education is the most powerful weapon to change the world. A quote by Ki Hajar Dewantara. Hajar Dewantara is dubbed as the father of education in Indonesia. He was a freedom fighter, respected by both allies and enemies. He is known for his creativity, broad insight, and criticism towards education, which resulted in various brilliant ideas. This made him known as the true educator and cultural figure of Indonesia. VOI listeners and viewers, I wish I could give you more information on this Indonesia Today that you can also enjoy on RRiNet. But for the RRiNet segment, I have to sign out. But don't worry, we keep on airing on voinews.id and RRi Digital Mobile App Channel, VOI. So enjoy more stories, more updated news on Indonesia. It's only on Indonesia Today, from Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.
Voice of Indonesia.
Thank you.
Voice of Indonesia. VOR.
What is this food?
This food is mostly available during Ramadan or the fasting month. It has slices of banana, cassava, sweet potatoes, or even palm sugar fruit. All of them are drowned in a sweet gravy made from a mixture of water, palm sugar, and coconut milk. What is the name of this food?
Diriku, wow, hati.
Indonesia is coming up shortly. Stay tuned with us, Voice of Indonesia.
RRI Digital with New Look. Various collaborative content from various national programs, including live visual broadcasts, live radio broadcasts, music playlists, podcasts, media news, and various user interaction features in the game. Various interesting
This is Voice of Indonesia with Newsline. Indonesian Deputy Minister of Foreign Affairs Anies Mata said Indonesia is targeting to provide aid to Gaza reaching $200 million. According to him, the fund is the target for launching a joint campaign to raise humanitarian aid for Gaza. The Deputy Minister of Foreign Affairs told RRI in an official statement on Friday. Still from Deputy Minister of Foreign Affairs Arman Nathan Nasir that revealed Indonesia hopes the programs of various UN agencies in Indonesia can support national priorities such as free nutritious meals program. This was conveyed when receiving a visit from the head of the United Nations representative in Indonesia, Gita Sabarwal, on Thursday in Jakarta. Furthermore, Deputy Minister of Foreign Affairs Arman Nathan Nasir said the program of the free nutritious meals in Indonesia also supports the global development agenda. And he emphasized that the program run by President Prabowo Subianto's government contributes directly to realizing the sustainable development goals. That was Newsline from Voice of Indonesia.